Inside his studio in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood, Dan Webb starts up a small electric chainsaw and presses it gently into the side of a big stump someone delivered from a family property on Whidbey Island. As the sawdust sprinkles onto his boots, he pauses to smell the air and looks at the bark he's left holding. He says he doesn't usually work with that part of the wood.
So maybe I should, because look how great that is. Come back in a month. Maybe I'll have this done.
Next to the stump, there's a 5-foot-tall rectangular piece of old-growth fir. Based on its tree rings and wood grain, he estimates it's about 250 years old, and it's less than a quarter of the original tree, which must have had a diameter of at least 6 feet across. He admits starting in on a piece can be intimidating.
You're a little scared every time you cut into one of these things. I mean, it should be done with a certain amount of respect, for sure.
Most of the time, he proceeds slowly, using a mallet and chisels and files, as many as 50 different kinds, he says, as he explores the substance of a new piece of wood. He taps into a small chunk of lime wood that someone brought him back from Europe. He's used to working with much harder materials that many carvers wouldn't touch, like knotty pine.
But really, 80% of the time, this is pretty much what my studio mates are hearing.
His studio is mostly empty right now. Almost everything he owns is on display at the Bellevue Arts Museum. We open up the show's catalog to an image of a piece he carved last year called Cut Flamed Spalted. It's an amazingly realistic life-sized arm reaching out at the viewer. It's hinged to the cutout block that it came from, which still has lots of rough grooves. But the arm is sanded down so smoothly, it looks like skin, and its surface is almost translucent and full of woody ripples and black lines. Webb says those patterns are evidence of hardships faced by the original tree.
And the way that a maple tree overcomes those hardships is really beautiful. Flamed grain. It's just this amazing kind of grain that looks rippled and three-dimensional. And spalt is a kind of fungus that the tree surrounds with this black shell. And when you carve it, it looks like a tattoo.
This is one of my very favorite pieces.
That's Nora Atkinson, the curator who put together the show at Bellevue Arts Museum. She says that piece is based on a famous 18th century painting by Jacques-Louis David, of a man in a bath with his arm hanging out of the tub.
The death of Marat. And so you see that same gesture in the arm as it's sort of laying there lifeless, but it's also a little ambiguous. It doesn't necessarily play as a death scene when you look at it.
She walks me through the galleries, admiring one piece after another. The oldest in the show, from 1999, is called simply Desk. Something colorful and waxy is dripping from beneath its squished and angular form. Atkinson says it's a good example of Webb's more whimsical side.
It's got this gum that's sort of wadded up on the underside of a hand-built wooden desk, like this child has been sitting in class all day, bored and daydreaming.
Webb finds inspiration in ordinary things. The desk with the gum on it, and nearby a large piece called Woody Lion. Atkinson says it's part of a series of images of very fragile-looking dandelions. This one is shooting up spindly and raw from a burned and blackened block of California redwood.
He's carved out of a single block of wood this little stalk of a dandelion that's coming up out of the top. And then as you look down at the very bottom of the piece, you see the roots coming out the bottom. It's so delicate.
He makes a common weed look almost like an endangered species. Webb says that tension is not by accident. He sees the dandelion as an underdog that follows human activity and survives in spite of us.
And I think it does so with this really kind of beautiful aplomb. You know, who hasn't taken one of those puffball seed balls of a dandelion and blown it by the millions off into the air to be seeded somewhere else? You know, it's such a great design solution.
Webb says he's not sure how long it took him to carve this piece, which, like most of his works, is shaped by flaws in the wood, including a crack in the top of the block that slowed his progress. He says it was weeks or maybe months. He's learned you just have to show up and do the work. In the beginning, it's nebulous and almost invisible, but after a day or two, something snaps into place, and he can see his idea materializing right in his hands.
That's always really exciting, you know?
It must be hard to stop when you get to that point.
It is really hard to stop, yeah. And, you know, you earn these things. So by the time you get to see it, there's just this amazing elation. You know, you're just so excited. You know, what's it going to be? I hope it turns out.
Because he says up to that very last day, something could slip or break apart. He finishes about 5 or 6 works a year. Iconic pieces from the past 15 years are included in the show at Bellevue Arts Museum, which continues there through June 15th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.